You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
What if we wanted to have dairy without the cows? Imagine, instead of milking a cow to get the milk, you could, I don't know, I actually don't know what you'd do. Joining me now is Dr. Jeff Dumsday. He's a team leader for industrial biotechnology at CSIRO. Good morning, Dr. Dumsday.
Good morning, Lish. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, I am intrigued by dairy-free milk. What is it?
So it's milk that's made without a cow. And so what we do is we use a naturally occurring yeast and we basically force it to make the proteins that are present in milk.
I've heard of dairy-free milk such as soy and almond and oat. How is this different to those?
So this is different because it's actually the proteins that we're making are identical, as best we can, the proteins that are present in a cow or in cow's milk.
So it gives, is it a flavour thing? Is it a texture thing?
No, it's actually the main part of the milk. So milk is about, I think it's about 3% protein. And so those proteins are really important from a nutritional perspective and also the structure of the milk. And so we're actually going to be making those proteins using the yeast.
Ah, so it's nutritionally spot on. Mm. And does it look like milk, taste like milk, feel like milk, respond like milk?
That is the intention, yes. So it will, for all intensive purposes, seem like dairy milk, except it will not be made with a cow.
Okay. Can you call it milk?
That's a question that'll have to be answered by others, but ideally, yes.
Why do we need alternatives to milk?
As our population expands and the demand for food increases, we're not going to be able to make it, all of it, use it that we need using conventional methods. So this is a way of supplementing or increasing the amount of protein that's available for an ever-growing population. We've been able to form a key structure in milk called a micelle using these alternative proteins. And so that's an important step forward and something unique to Edenbrew. And so now we're in the process of translating that technology so that we can, and developing a manufacturing protocol that can ultimately be scaled to produce the amount of milk we require.
What are the ingredients that go into it?
So it's pretty like, I guess it's called, you call it growth medium. So it's basically the nutrients required to grow a yeast, and that includes things like a carbon source and some other nutrient sources that are typical for anything to grow, a bit like plant fertilizer, really.
So a lot of water and...
Yeah, so it is a water-based system. They need to grow in a mixed sort of water-based system, but it will be much less water than what's required for a cow.
What does it say about the future of the dairy industry? Like, I just was surprised when I saw that Norco, a dairy company, was partners with Edenbrew.
It's not going to be competitive to dairy in a way. It'll be an alternative offering. And I think, you know, Norco see this as a way to basically add to what they already offer.
And all the knock-on products like cheese and yogurt, does that come from this milk?
Yes, most definitely. So, you know, essentially we can all the sort of other types of dairy products could be potentially made using this technique. So, it all going to plan, will be about 18 months when we launch.
Dr. Jeff Dumsday, Team Leader for Industrial Biotechnology at CSIRO. What do you think? Something you would want on your cereal? Would you pour it on? It'd be interesting. 18 months' time, I'd be asking you the same question and to come and try it.
You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.